On Sunday, a new reality show debuts on TLC, Sarah Palin's Alaska. Republican strategist Karl Rove questioned whether a reality show could make Palin look more presidential, but commentator Andrew Wallenstein says the point here isn't presidential. Not exactly.
If Sarah Palin wanted to supply ammo to her enemies, her reality show, it's like handing them a cannon. But if she runs for president, Sarah Palin's Alaska will be looked back on as a brilliant move. It's not a great TV show. It's really just a nature documentary mixed with footage of her day-to-day family life. And when you live in Alaska, life just happens to involve navigating treacherous terrain.
So girls, when you cast, don't aim towards the bear, okay?
Why?
Because if you hook the bear, he would get ticked off.
Yeah.
The show offers nothing on her qualifications for higher office, which is precisely what makes it a shrewd marketing strategy. Sarah Palin's Alaska is just another example of politicians going a little farther out on a cultural limb than you might presume they would to promote themselves. Think Bill Clinton playing the saxophone on Arsenio Hall's show, or more recently, Barack Obama appearing on The View.
And I'm going to do a little lightning rod, so you just give me your first impressions, okay?
Let's go.
Do you know that Lindsay Lohan is in jail?
I actually know that, yes.
You knew that?
I did.
Okay.
Now, it may sound so tawdry to say, Sarah Palin going on a reality show. But reality show is the most meaningless term in the television business. The unscripted genre is really like 8 different kinds of shows. It makes no sense to compare Sarah Palin's Alaska with John and Kate plus 8 or Dancing with the Stars. Oh, wait, Palin's daughter Bristol's on that show.
Dancing the Quickstep, Bristol Palin and her partner Mark Ballas.
When some people hear reality show, they presume they're getting an all-access pass to somebody's life. And that may be true for average Joes who sign their lives away to be on these shows, but not someone of Palin's stature. And so the truth is, what you're going to see on this show won't really be the truth. What it will be is a carefully choreographed projection of the kind of life Palin wants you to think she leads. And should any unguarded, unflattering moments have occurred while filming, trust me, she won't allow them to air. Which isn't to say Sarah Palin's Alaska is completely sanitized. You'll see her overdosing on her BlackBerry and scolding her kids, and that's smart. If she seemed like some kind of superwoman, it would ring false even to Palin's most devoted followers. Now, if her detractors finally relate to her in a whole new way, well, then going on reality TV will have really paid off.
Andrew Wallenstein is the senior editor at Paid Content.
You're listening to All Things Considered.